People often call the golden age of bodybuilding the true pinnacle of the sport. It wasn't just the physiques, it was the whole picture. Chiseled muscles, tanned bodies on the sandy beaches of California, hot rod Corvettes cruising the strip, and some of the greatest physiques ever built walking in the California sun. We are talking about legends like Franco Colombo, Sergio Oliva, Lou Ferrigno, and of course, the greatest of all time, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Today, we're diving into the diet of the golden era of bodybuilding, the 1970s. And when you look at then and now, one truth has never changed, and it never will. Food is the foundation. Food is your primary source of nutrients, your key to recovery, and the fuel for growth. The gym doesn't make you bigger. Training tears the muscle fibers apart. But it's when you're home, resting, eating, and sleeping, that the body repairs, rebuilds, and grows stronger.
After all, what you eat determines to a large extent as to how you look and how your physique looks. So if you want to be more muscular, you have to choose the right foods.
Food is your main source of nutrients. That's never changed. You got to feed the body, and the food is your main source of recovery and of growth. You need to feed the body to grow and to recover. So when you don't grow in the gym, in the gym you get weaker and smaller. When you're home resting and eating and sleeping is when you grow. Don't ever forget that.
These men were competitors, but they were never enemies. And that's what made the 70s so special. There was a real brotherhood. They trained side by side, then walked to the same restaurants, ate together, and hung out like family. That was the vibe of those days.
They found that even watching this huge crowd order their huge lunch turned into an event.
We went to a restaurant where all the ordinary people were sitting, which we called the ordinary folks. And we were sitting there on the table and people were just looking over kind of like, who are these guys? Oh my God.
Big steak, scrambled eggs.
Six eggs over
easy. Big steak and I want a tuna omelet.
And a tuna omelet?
Yeah.
Oh, look what he's eating. He's eating three hamburgers in one shot. Oh God, well, who are the, is this gladiators? I mean, they couldn't figure it out or who we were, you know? And we love that kind of a scene, you know, to shock people.
Support, camaraderie, and respect. They spotted each other, pushed each other harder, and shared their knowledge freely. On stage, they fought to win, but off the stage, they lived like brothers.
How are you doing, Lou? How are you doing? Good. What kind of work today? No, a little tired.
Competing, if we weren't in the same contest, we helped each other out. We like coach for each other.
That kind of bond, you hardly ever see it in bodybuilding today.
Everybody else is walking around with food bags and water bags, and they don't sleep, and they live in their apartments all day long, and they eat too much as far as I'm concerned. All they do is take drugs and, you know. And it's not about the love of it anymore. To me, it was about the love. About the meaning of that.
If you're gonna lose weight and put on muscle, every time you eat, eat protein first. And eat the carbohydrates second, because it's where the protein feeds the muscle and the muscle won't be craving for the carbohydrate.
They didn't have cheat days back then. No fast food, no junk. Just four or five solid meals a day built on real food. More meat than most guys eat now. Beef, chicken, even horse meat. Red meat was a staple, always paired with salads and bread. It was clean. Not overloaded with carbs, not drowned in sugar. You'd think eating that way might leave them drained of energy. But it didn't. They weren't lightheaded. They weren't weak. They were overflowing with enthusiasm, packed with energy, ready to train for hours and live life at full throttle.
Okay, that's the way, that's the way.
Oh my God. Good boy.
Let's train.
Good boy.
In the early 70s, mid 70s, we were all on high fat, low carb diets. mainly because it's what Arnold said to do. Arnold, Draper, Zane, all of my heroes. I had all their pictures on my wall in my bedroom as a boy, okay? And we were all taught that low carbohydrates, low sugar was the answer and high fat was the solution, high fat metabolism. 1979, my first Olympia. 1980, my second Olympia. I decided that I had to change something. Because if I kept doing what I'm doing, I kept getting what I'm getting, and I wanted to place higher than Mr. Olympia. I wanted to win the Mr. Olympia. Okay, so I talked to this Mike Mentzer. Mike was very convincing to me that a high carbohydrate diet could be conducive to me. I thought about it a lot, and I adopted a high carbohydrate diet, ate 300 grams of carbohydrate a day, less than 10 grams of fat a day in 1980, and got pretty good results. 1981, same approach, high carb diet, high sugar diet, low fat diet, got in the best shape of my life. That was the answer to me. I should have switched metabolisms. I think the secret lies in switching metabolisms, going from high fat metabolism to carbohydrate metabolism. I think that's the secret to bodybuilding.
They didn't have the internet back then. No tutorials, no quick answers at your fingertips. Everything was learned through experience, through trial and error. That's how Tom Platz discovered what really worked for him. Switching up his metabolism, experimenting until he found the formula that pushed his body to new levels.
If I had to do it all over again, in terms of my nutrition, I would have switched metabolisms back to a high fat and back to carbohydrates more than just staying with one thought.
The one guiding operative principle here is make a reasonable effort on a daily basis to consume a well-balanced diet.
Mike Mentzer was different. He followed his own principles and stayed true to his own science.
All you've really got to be concerned with here is just getting a well-balanced diet daily. Just like you learned back in high school health class, and they weren't joking. Follow my reasoning here. A well-balanced diet, by definition, by valid definition, is one that provides your body with all the nutrients that it needs. What happens, for instance, when you drink more water than you need? You pee it out. You don't have that same luxury with proteins, fats, and carbs because they contain calories. What happens when you drink or eat more calories than you need? Get fat. All you've got to do is get a well-balanced diet, which can be obtained by consuming a certain number of portions each day from the four basic food groups. Number one, cereals and grains. Number two, fruits and vegetables. Number three, meat, fish, and poultry. Number four, milk and dairy products. Just like we learned in high school health class.
But the golden era wasn't just about food. It was about the environment. And that environment shaped champions. In Venice, everything was within reach. The gym, the beach, and the restaurants were all within a couple blocks of each other. You'd train in the morning, drenched in sweat, then walk straight to the beach to recover, hang out, and soak up the sun. By the afternoon, you'd be back in the gym for another round. It was a cycle. Eat, train, recover, repeat. That rhythm built greatness.
After you trained, did you eat right away?
Oh, yeah. We'd go right to take a shower, go right down to the German restaurant right down the corner in Venice.
Right.
And after training, you didn't drive across town for overpriced meals. You walked into a local spot, the German restaurant near Gold's Gym, where for just $1.35, you could order a massive omelette. 7 or 8 eggs, packed with everything. Simple, cheap, and effective. Back in the golden era, they had something most guys today will never experience.
I said, Serge, I would like to talk to you about the diet. He looked at me and said, yeah, it's very simple. He said, there is nothing much to do. I mean, well, the way you look is the way you eat. So you can't expect to be looking better because you're eating a lot, and you're eating a lot of wrong food as well. He said, I personally, he said to me, eat 10 to 12 pounds of red meat a day. His preferable choice of red meat would be horse meat. He would eat beef as well, but he preferred horse meat. Apparently, he said it has much higher concentration of iron and B12, and I can feel I'm getting much better pump, and I'm much harder when I eat.
He actually ate up to 4 kilograms of horse meat a day.
We just ate, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, more beef than the guys are eating today. Eggs, you know, salads, bread. We didn't really kind of go on this, you know, extreme, heavy restrictive, you know, diet. Fruits and vegetables, but it was strictly beef.
Right.
You know, you ate beef 4 or 5 times in a day. I mean, just like the biscuit runs out, 6 ounces of beef after you train,
yeah,
where it automatically raises your testosterone level.
The key things he used to say was that he ate whenever he wanted to eat. He would listen to his body, and a very carnivorous diet.
And as far as grams of protein, did you measure your grams like one gram per pound of body weight?
None of that kind of madness was going on.
It didn't matter, did it? It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Because we just ate and bust our butts in the gym.
Okay, because somebody
pulls every session, pulls after each workout, pulls in between the workouts. That's what we did all day long.
Modern bodybuilding has advanced supplements, engineered powders, and cutting-edge diet strategies. But in the 70s, the tools were limited. They had supplements mostly to gain weight. When it came to cutting, to chiseling that definition, there was no magic powder. There was only food and relentless training.
Supplements are supplements, and there's some things a little bit better than others, but the answer is not in the supplements. It's popular. Back in my day, really, we had desiccated liver tablets that taste terrible. We eat, I used to 100 a day, 100 tablets a day, I would chew them.
That's why the workouts were so long, 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours a day. That's why the intensity was unmatched. They didn't bulk sloppy in the off season. They stayed lean, trim, and aesthetic all year round.
Back at the time in the 70s, we had what you call the meat and water diet. When I train for competition, I'll have maybe like meat, fish, egg, water, maybe one piece of food a day, like a starvation diet. Of course, you get ripped for competition, but you feel so dehydrated, so tired. So back then, I remember training for competition was brutal.
This is what the legend Frank Zane ate during his prep.
I mean, I'd start about 3 months out, you know, and feel more and more strict as I get closer.
I watched my carbohydrate intake is what I did all those years. I would basically get 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, 0.5 gram of carbs. So it'd be like if I weighed 200 grams of protein every day, 100 grams of carbs, enough, mainly before my workout, so I have enough energy to get a pump. And then my fat intake was moderately, you know, pretty low.
And even right before stepping on stage to compete, this was his meal of choice.
I had to be at the auditorium at noon for pre-judging, okay? So up at 6, and I'd have a breakfast. I'd have maybe 3 soft-boiled eggs or poached eggs with about 8 ounces of calf's liver and baked yam.
Calf's liver?
Calf's liver and baked yam.
It wasn't about gaining mass at any cost. It was about maintaining the perfect balance between size, symmetry, and beauty. At the center of it all was one word, nutrition. And not just the science of it, but the discipline behind it. Without mastering nutrition, you cannot master bodybuilding. Food is the ultimate supplement. It was true in the 70s, and it's true today. You don't grow in the gym, you grow in the kitchen and in your sleep. Training breaks down the body. Food and rest rebuild it stronger. That's the eternal rule. So when you look back at the golden era, it's real food, real effort, real results. These men proved that you don't need shortcuts. You need commitment. the old school blueprint is timeless. Train with passion, eat with discipline, recover with purpose. That's how legends were made. That's how the golden era was built. Because at the end of the day, food is more than fuel. It's recovery, it's growth, it's the foundation of greatness. Then, now, and forever.